This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Voting for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir has begun. 24 constituencies, spread over 7 districts, are going to the polls today. Over 11% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. This marks the first assembly election after the abrogation of Article 370. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the polls. Voting began at 7 this morning and will end at 6 in the evening. As the first phase of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections begins today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have urged voters in the state to come out in large numbers and exercise their right to vote. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged everyone going to the polls today to vote in large numbers and strengthen the festival of democracy. He particularly called upon young and first-time voters, encouraging them to exercise their franchise. Home Minister Amit Shah emphasized that only a government with strong will can establish a terror-free Jammu and Kashmir, protect the rights of the citizens there, and speed up development work. Mr. Shah called for electing a government committed to work for education of the youth, employment, empowerment of women, and ending separatism and nepotism in the region. The second phase of polling will be held on the 25th of this month, and voting for the third phase will be held on the 1st of October. The counting of votes will be held on the 8th of next month. President Draupadi Murmu will begin a three-state visit to Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand from today. In Jaipur today, she will attend the convocation of Malaviya National Institute of Technology, MNIT, as the chief guest and deliver the convocation address. The president will also inaugurate a new Aravali hostel for students. The Governor of Rajasthan, Haribhau Kisan Rao Bagwe, and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will also attend the program. Our correspondent reports that the Director of MNIT, Professor Narayan Prasad Padhi, has informed that a total of 1,361 degrees will be awarded in the convocation. Of these, 402 degrees will be awarded to girl students. In the afternoon, the President will leave for Madhya Pradesh on a two-day visit. During her visit, she will attend various programs in Indore and Ujjain. On Friday, President Murmu will grace and address the centenary celebration of the ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, Ranchi in Jharkhand. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will chair the valedictory session of the fourth edition of RE Invest Meet in Gandhinagar today. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi informed yesterday that various stakeholders, including state governments and private manufacturers, have committed a total investment of 32.45 lakh crore rupees in renewable energy projects in the next 6 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to the United States from 21st to the 23rd of this month. He will take part in the 4th Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on the 21st of September. Following the request by the US to host this year's summit, India has agreed to host the next Quad Summit in 2025. The External Affairs Ministry said the leaders at the summit will review the progress achieved by the Quad over the last 1 year. They will set the agenda for the year ahead to assist the countries of the Indo-Pacific region in meeting their development goals and aspirations. Mr. Modi will address the summit of the future at the UN General Assembly in New York on the 23rd of this month. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. A two-day national symposium of the National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command, IKEA, will be held in Chennai from today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Heavy rainfall is also expected in isolated parts of Haryana, Chandigarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, due to heavy rain and continuous release of water from the dams into the rivers, more than 5 lakh people living in 24 districts of the state are affected by floods. And that is the end of this news bulletin.